I'm a thot, baby, they can dance like a man. I can shake them up, Danny, I can shake them again. I'm a tough tootin', baby, I can punch your buns. Punch your buns, I can punch all your buns. I'm a thot,
baby, they can dance. So anyways, that wasn't one last week.
Yeah, welcome to the WooperCast. You ready?
Oh yeah, that's right, it still has a name.
Yeah, the WooperCast.
Yeah. It's supposed to be about a game that's supposed to be in development, it's usually, slightly, but it's about anything.
Yeah, it's is this a synopsis of what this is?
Yeah, that'd be it. It's like, it's supposed to be about a game that this one guy is developing, but it really isn't. It's about two friends, like, reconnecting.
Yeah, reconnecting. Gives me an excuse to see this motherfucker.
Yeah, if not, I just think he's that Italian guy.
We were always on, weekly basis. Now we just sort of, we try and do it every week, but it's a bit sketchy. Like last week, Chris went to Melbourne.
Or as some American, well, any other person that hardens their R's will say Melbourne.
You know, fuck, you know, I think it was 3 weeks ago or something, I said to you, Pete Holmes is coming to Melbourne.
Mm.
Like he said, he called it Melbourne. Yeah. And I was like, and then I made a joke about the Melbourne conspiracy. Supremacy or whatever. He made that joke the next day on the next podcast. He made that joke. I'm like, motherfucker.
He was aware of his jerk.
Yeah.
God.
I'm becoming more and more like Peter Holmes. Making a crappy joke.
I still love his, because you pointed out that he was Batman in the College Humor stuff. Yeah. Just like, oh my god, Harvey, you gotta watch out. Two-Face is around. Two-Face, what did you do to Harvey?
If I can be completely honest, it's been kind of a long day. I just like how dumb he plays. He's just like...
He's like getting more and more dehydrated was the thing, wasn't it? Like, he just doesn't know.
Like, you know when...
riddled with bullets.
You got 50% chance to save either Harvey or that... the name of that chick, I don't know. He's just like... He's gone... Like, the whole time, he's just gone... Huh? Yeah. Like, the whole story, like, as they're saying it.
Yeah. Anyway. I was pretty much like that after getting to Melbourne. Because, yeah, the smartest thing I ever did was never sleep until I got to Melbourne.
What?
I'm there, like, driving. And Philippe's there as well. And Philippe and I together are a bad idea, because we'll just make, like, the sort of... We don't really want to, like, say that
we
haven't...
Boys on the loose! No,
no, it's like, we don't really want to, like, say, you know, let's just stop driving, or let's stop doing this. Because, like... I'll just be like, yeah, I can drive. I can still drive. 7 o'clock in the morning from, like, when I left 1 o'clock in the afternoon the previous day. It's like, yeah, I'm still good. I'm still good. I'm still good. Like, I really was having, like, problems keeping my eyes open.
It's probably even worse when the other person falls asleep, because that's what happened when we went to Warwick, remember? I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah! I wasn't talking to you. Crashed into another car.
Yeah, so if you've got another person in there talking to you, it's a lot... You're probably less likely to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, well, that was actually a very safe fucking trip. Like, we stopped constantly, still. We went to, like, nearly every Caltex that I drove past.
And ate.
Either ate or just fueled up.
Did, so how many hours was that? 16, did you say?
In total, I did over 3,000 Ks, and my average speed was 85 Ks, so probably something like 17 hours each way at average. But the first trip took 21 hours, because we had to stop a bunch, and at one point, I actually got backed into by a fucking car. If you went out right now, you'd see on my driver's side.
Yeah.
Just this fucking back of a ute sort of imprint on my driver's side.
Like, bad.
There's a fucking tow bar mark at the very bottom right.
And they just drove off, or did you...
They just fucking drove off.
Yeah.
I was in, like, the Caltex, and the guy's going, hey, you're the guy with the solo car, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah, you just got backed into. I'm like, what? And I was, like, so furious.
Chris.
And then I got to your level of angry. I got to your level of angry where it's like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Just like, there is nothing I could do.
Yeah, you're incredibly unlucky sometimes when it comes to cars.
I've crashed twice.
No, not even just that. Like, I bet if you just put your car in the middle of a field with nothing else around it...
I would get hit.
There would be someone hit your
car. A jet would just hit it. Well, fucking hell, how did it hit that? Well, if it didn't hit your car, it would have hit like one of those government building. It's like, well, fuck the government.
One of those fucking meteor spits off from the one that went to Russia just lands on your car.
No, Halley's Comet. It's like, it's not even the cycle right now. Yeah. How did a piece of Halley's Comet hit me?
Superman's Comet lands on it.
Oh, God.
So, you're going down there again for PAX.
Yeah, but plane this time. Because I nearly crashed, like, going back home. I was, like, still sleep-deprived going back through Thunderbolt's Way, which is, like, this little sort of ridgeway. Like,
Thunderbolt
you know,
Way.
Like, you've played games where, like...
That's the name of it.
Thunderbolt's Way.
Man, yeah. Man, Australians are so good at naming shit.
Yeah.
Wait, is it named after the outlaw Thunderbolt?
Probably.
Okay.
This is, like, a really rangy sort of thing, like, really narrow road.
Yeah.
And, like, it falls off both sides. I'm just there, like, half falling asleep. I nearly fucking drive off the side. I'm like, I'm awake again.
I hate anything like that. Even just going to, like, you know, Brisbane or something, you go like, or even Toowoomba, really, like, through the gap there, and it's, like, just that one side.
Those ranges aren't those bad, though. Thunderbolt's Way is fucking way worse.
Yeah, no, but it's just like, if I go too much to the left, I'm going to fly off into nothing. If I, like, and then if there happens to be rocks falling on the right, like, you're fucked either side.
Oh, yeah. We like to build roads on mountains. It's a fucking smart idea.
It's like, you know, how we always build communities near water. Yeah, that's smart until there's a fucking flood. I know we need water, but...
That's where most civilizations used to begin, on rivers.
Because they needed water.
But Euphrates and the Tiberian.
Yeah.
Fucking ancient history dropping knowledge. That was a different voice. Dropping knowledge.
I was just going into like a bass drop, but dropping knowledge.
Yeah, but anyways, how was your 2 weeks?
Well, I bought a series of games. I bought Forza Motors. Oh no, sorry, not Forza Motorsport. Forza Horizon. Bought Witcher 2 Enhanced Edition for Xbox because apparently
enhanced means bigger tits.
No. It's exactly the same.
But with bigger tits.
I love this because, like, I'd played Witcher 1 and I'd seen Witcher 2 on Andrew playing it, and they've really converted
they changed it.
No, it's pretty much the same, but they converted.
No, but I mean, like, it's changed in the way of gameplay has.
Yeah,
been,
they converted it. To be able to play perfectly on Xbox. It's like, I don't know about number 2, because I'm pretty sure they built their own engine for number 2, but number 1 was based off the Dragon Age engine, I believe. And the thing is, Witcher 2 on Xbox still turned out just like Dragon Age on Xbox. Like, it's very similar play. Like, when you go into your inventory, you've got your junk, your armor... You know, your clothes, all that shit. It's, like, perfect. You just go to sell junk. And
yeah.
It's
I think
very good.
I think, like, Witcher 2 has to be the most balanced sort of RPG nowadays.
It's pretty fun.
Because what we consider RPGs nowadays, you got your Fable 3 as, like, an RPG, and that's, like, pretty fucking shit.
Yeah.
Because it's really fucking simple, but then they've also gone too over the top with, you know, like, why the fuck is my leveling path... Literally me walking on
a path,
road
yeah.
and opening up a fucking chest.
Yeah.
That made me, like, go,
like,
what
a literal
the fuck.
Path. Yeah.
But, like...
it's a very...
Then you have, like,
game.
Your fucking Dark Souls, which everyone loves, but it's like, this isn't really an RPG. This is just you trying to, like, play Dragon's Lair, which was this game where you had to, like, know all these particular exact ways you had to move.
Yeah.
And then... Witcher, like, it's fucking hard, but at the same time, it's just an RPG.
Yeah,
it's
well,
like your Morrowind.
I just play, like, on like a sort of an easier normal mode. Like, there is a super hardcore mode that's, like, crazy. I never play it. Like, Andrew tries to all the time, but
like one death.
I like
and then
RPGs.
You gotta restart.
I like RPGs, and I like stuff to be hard, but I don't like frustration.
Yeah, like, I don't get why people want to go in for that machinistic shit.
You know, I used to be like that, but I think I'm burnt out. Like, I started getting grey hair from just playing video games. Like, COD was, like, the last thing that really challenged me to play.
You know, I would have probably challenged myself to play Halo 4 on Legendary first way through, if I knew what the reward would have been.
I did that, but that didn't feel like a challenge.
No, know? But did you hear what, like, the first, like, 100 or so people got?
What?
They got a free pass to fucking E3 2013.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I would have done that if I knew. At the same time, I would have just fucking stole the game, like, yeah, before the release.
Fly to America.
Hmm. Yeah, they would have paid for it.
Yeah, maybe. Did they?
They would have. Huh. Microsoft would have. If they didn't, they're cunts. It's like, how dare they give us this free awesome thing and then it'll pay for all the expenses. Yeah. They're cunts.
Oh, yeah. And so I also got Assassin's Creed 3, which I haven't played yet.
You have? Oh, yeah, you finished
and
Revelations.
I meant to buy Borderlands 2 and the DLC, but I accidentally bought two DLCs. And I got the other one still in shrink wrap. I got to return it.
Well, you could just give that one to Travis and then...
No, because you can install a save. I'm pretty sure you can install those on either ones. It doesn't have a limit on how many Xboxes you can use it on. So I'll just return one.
Yeah. I don't know. If it has codes, that might be the thing.
No, it doesn't. He just put the... we didn't even realize. He just put the disc in, installed the DLC, and then was like, oh, wait, it's just DLC.
Mm-hmm.
I totally didn't even notice.
Yeah.
It says game add-on, but, like, I didn't even notice that. I just thought it had game add-ons.
Hey, did you know that, like, the new Gears of War game comes out this week? Like, not this week, but, like,
what was it
next
called?
Week.
Judgment or whatever?
Yeah, Judgment.
Yeah, no.
It's, like, the day after my birthday. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get into, like, core gaming again, like, this stuff, like Witcher and all that.
But
I'm
Gears
really
War
getting into Minecraft
gaming,
at the moment. Because I modded my server, so that's been fun. I just got, like,
spent
tools.
Ages on there.
I got tools where I can just create, like, massive amounts of blocks and stuff at, like, single times. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I got, like, NPC creators and stuff.
Yeah. Just don't become that guy that's like, I gotta rebuild an entire city from something. Because if you become that guy, I'm just gonna be like, damn it, man.
I built my own cities. I did build Facility ages ago, but that was just a texture.
Yeah, but
mod.
Like, I mean, there's people that rebuilt Westeros. Which is like this city,
like,
out of Game of Thrones.
I build communities like a walled-in city with little houses and stuff, but I don't think
actually,
I'd ever recreate
the most insane thing I've seen was the Lord of the Rings server. People are rebuilding all these big, like, fucking monuments out of it and that. They rebuilt, like, the, that bridge with the two big guys, well, the falls.
Yeah.
Out of, I think it was in Fellowship you saw
I actually
it?
Did that. Like, not that, but I found, like, a really cool cave that looked like a dwarven city.
Mm.
And then I just put, like, two statues of, like, well, they're just block dudes, but they're holding swords. And I just put two of them at the front of them.
It's cool, but I mean, like, at the same time, I don't like it when people just rebuild things. Because it's faithful and very, like, dedicated fans, but at the same time, you have so much potential.
Yeah, no, I just built my whole world. Like, I've actually got teleporters and stuff. Like, there's a teleporter in the main town. It's actually a weird cross because some towns are like medieval, however you want to say it. And then other towns have skyscrapers and shit. But, like, yeah. That's just how it is.
I wasn't staring at your Marilyn Manson wallpaper at all. It's like creepy ass fucking looks at people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It looks kind of normal in that picture. It's not that bad.
Mm. Also, the Bring Me the Horizon, like, ooh, poster after on top of it, ooh, doesn't make it look like it's supposed to be a metal core band at all or something.
Yeah, a lot of faggots with snake bite.
No, it just looks like they're supposed to be like some sort of punk pop band.
I gotta tell you, I think those snake bite fucking rings make you look like such a faggot. Oh,
what,
sorry.
Those?
Yeah, I didn't even want to use the word faggot. That's how gay I think those things are. They made me use the word I don't like.
To each their own, I reckon.
It's like when you got your mouth closed, it kind of looks like fangs. That looks cool, but then as soon as you open your mouth, it's like now you talk weird. You've got a lisp now.
To each their own. I don't really care if somebody wants to put metal in their mouth.
Robots just like no, it's all that, but blowjobbing robots.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say right
now.
What's
some metal in your mouth?
I don't know. Like, I was thinking about the Gears of War Judgment. I'm like really surprised that it's coming out so early. Like, have you heard much about it?
No, I'm behind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I only just bought Witcher 2. I think it's been out for ages now.
Yeah, it's been out for 2 years, I think.
No, that was the PC version. The Xbox version came out for a year then. The Xbox version came out like way later because they had to remodel it all.
Fair enough.
It looks amazing for a DirectX 9.
Smooth frames, or
yeah, no, it does the computer version justice.
So it's on smooth 60, or
I don't think it runs at 60.
Mm-hmm. I like how Andrew said, you know, that 60 frames stuff doesn't mean shit. It's like kind of does.
60 looks like shit.
60.
I just know from working on my own games, 60 is way too fast.
60 really is a decent speed, though. It's what a lot of people...
It runs at a good speed, but it looks like crap. Like, if you watch... Even just watching movies, you've seen it.
Mm.
Like, if anything above 24, like if I'm filming with a camcorder...
Yeah, but at the same 24 time...
24 frames looks better than 60.
It's not about, like... it's going to look fast or anything. It means that there's 60 frames each second.
Yeah, but it's still...
So it means that you're able to react... At least one in 60 chance. Yeah, there's still
movement things that look weird about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes it's better, though, I reckon.
It depends. Like, if they just didn't do 60 because it can't handle 60, or if it does 60 and then they cap it to 30.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's what I do. I cap my games to 30. 60 looks weird.
30 does look weird to me sometimes, but when I played the console too much, it's like 60 doesn't mean shit, but... When, like, it goes lower than 30 and it starts, like...
Oh, no, I can definitely tell. Like, after playing Witcher, I went out there and looked at Assassin's Creed, and I could tell it was not running at 30 frames. It was running at, like, maybe 20-something.
Yeah, like, you can't go low on frames, but at the same time, like, I get it when people have an issue with faster frame rates. Like, 120 would be ridiculous. But that's what some professional players play at, because that's what the sort of... Like, that actually helps them perform better. People
who go on about professional playing is, like... I just don't think
they're a minority.
I don't think it should exist. It's like heaps of professional players that play Forza Horizon were not like the steering wheel I'm using because it doesn't get all the degrees necessary. And it's just like, you really play this professionally, I think...
There are professional Forza players?
Yeah, heaps. It's like the most realistic racing game ever. It's more realistic than Gran Turismo. I'm just saying.
I didn't know racing was... there are people that are professional players of FIFA titles.
Yeah. Like...
That's a bit fucked up there, man. Like, professional players of a game that could be played in real life.
Yeah. I just don't like professionalism in games. I mean, they're called games.
Mm. At the same time, like... They do give a lot of revenue to, like, the actual companies. Like, things like StarCraft, they only blossom because, you know, there's the professional gamers and people want to see these gamers and then try and be as but good
I,
as...
At the same time, I also feel like that holds sequels back. Hmm? Because, like, when there's people dedicated to a game, it often holds the sequel back because no one wants to move over.
Mm.
And if they do...
There's a case of that.
They generally move back because of it.
Well, in the case of StarCraft, there was no problem with that. Blizzard needed to do it because they weren't getting any money from StarCraft 1.
Yeah.
Korea had, like, just a stranglehold on it. Blizzard had no way of controlling it, really. So when they made the second one, they made sure that if anybody jumped onto it, that they couldn't run anything without Blizzard's say-so. StarCraft 1 was just, you know, we could run a tournament and you can't say shit.
Yeah.
It's why most professional games now have, like, no LAN play. Like your League of Legends, your Dota. Actually, no, Dota has LAN. Yeah, everyone likes Valve, though.
Yeah.
Gabe being all just... Bernie and shit. Yeah, did you listen to that one?
No. I don't listen to Nerdist as much anymore. Just because, like... Nerdist only goes for an hour, and then, like, Pete Holmes, every episode is 3 hours. I can listen to so much Pete Holmes at work because of it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I loved Nerdist because they had,
Yeah.
They had CM Punk on there, which was a good fucking interview.
I think I did listen to one recently, but it wasn't...
Then the Chris Jericho one I love to look, because, like, Jericho actually just became friends with Slash at that time, like, recently at that point. And he actually texted him to find out something about dinosaurs, because apparently, like, Slash is a real nerd about dinosaurs. And he just texts back, like, are you fucking serious?
I just opened a drink.
I don't know. I like it because, I mean, yeah, Pete Holmes has 3 hours with them, but at the same time,
I love Nerdist, but
Nerdist is like more about
live,
like
I like the live Nerdist way more than the normal ones.
I like the Nerdist because like it's a lot of them are just like talking about their nerdy sort of stuff. Like these celebrities are coming in and it's like, holy fuck, Tom Morello's like this big ass nerd.
I've listened to heaps of stuff, but there's just like a weird thing with timing. Like now that Rooster Teeth's doing live streams, they're doing like 2.5 hour podcasts. I think that's more fun.
Yeah.
It's just something like that's why I like the live ones. The live Nerdist podcasts are way longer than an hour.
Yeah, because they don't edit anything. Yeah. Really.
And they have to give the crowd like
a show.
A show, yeah. So it's like,
I don't know.
You find out more about the guest when it's live.
Like, I know. You know. I would like more hours, but at the same time, like Chris Hardwick always annoyingly says, you know, I could spend 9 hours of your life just talking to you about shit. It's like, please do. I would love to hear so much about Dave Grohl.
What's his, what's that word that he always uses that people get annoyed at him for?
I don't know.
He always describes something a certain way and then people get really mad at him for.
I don't know. Just like, everyone
amazing,
hates...
maybe. I don't know. This guest was really amazing or something. He always says something the same every like episode.
Everyone gives Chris Hardwick so much shit. And then I think there was this one bit where he's like, oh, yeah, it was on the Gabe Newell front.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to go back and re-record with him, just particularly about games. Because I knew as soon as I had this episode come up, that people would have been like, oh, Chris, you didn't put any, ask him about games or anything. Like, even Gabe Newell said 3 in that episode, and everyone was like, holy fuck, he knows how to count.
3.
Yeah, because that's the big jerk. Gabe Newell doesn't know the number 3.
You mean Half-Life 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said it once, and then they're just like... Then Chloe's just like, wait, can you say that again? I think he just said 3.
Chloe. You mean Chloe. Chris's girlfriend?
Yeah. She was in the interview as well, because she's a huge fan.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that one. I listened to the ones after that.
He's just like, 1, 2, squirrel. It's like, well, squirrel isn't even 3 syllables, man. But yeah.
Yeah, no. It's funny, I was listening to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old the other day.
This is a whole discussion about podcasts.
You know it is, but halfway through...
On a podcast.
Halfway through, Jay? No. Kevin Smith, he dropped a line to Rooster Teeth in Red vs. Blue, because he did something with Bernie.
Mm.
And just and Bernie, the creator of Red vs. Blue, they was like, holy shit! That's cool.
Well, there's that bowling match.
Yeah,
that was
Chris Hardwick, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I probably should go.
I'm assuming Rooster Teeth would have a chance because of Jeff?
Maybe.
No, just because of Jeff.
Chris Hardwick's father was a bowling champion. And Chris Hardwick grew up in a bowling alley, pretty much. So that's why he does bowling.
Mm. But I mean, if anyone had a chance of being giving them a chance, it'd be Jeff, because he's a pro amateur or something. He was a pro amateur.
How do you be a pro amateur?
That's actually a term, pro am.
That's gay. Pro amateur.
You've never heard the term pro am.
I'm sure I have. It's just weird. They're two contradictions, isn't
it? Oh,
it
isn't.
Unprofessional amateur.
Amateur is just somebody that doesn't do anything. Well, amateur is just beginning.
I'm pretty sure in your attempt to describe it, you just made it worse. No, people that just don't do anything.
Well, I was going to say don't do anything in leagues or anything. But
yeah, no, professional
means
they get paid and they're amateur. But it's still a weird term.
Amateur would mean probably just doing stuff for the fun of it.
A noob.
Or just low leagues. Pro amateur would be actually going out to do serious sort of leagues, but not actually getting any sort of real recognition or sponsorship, I think.
I don't like any of the terms.
And professional is the actual big tier.
I fucking hated when everyone jumped onto COD, because like I would jump, like if the new game came out.
Oh, you're trying to do noob.
Like I would jump in, like when they came out with like the next version of it, I would jump in. I'd be technically, you know, not an amateur because I knew how to play the game, and instantly you'd be called a noob because you're like level one. It's like, what the fuck, dude? I've played this game longer than you.
How about the fact that you know the game would have only just came or like out 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, but even like, even though everyone is technically a noob on that game, like no one who's come over from the last three games with 1,000 points on most of them is a fucking noob.
I don't really fucking care that much about like online gaming.
Yeah.
I mean,
I haven't played much. Although Horizon's got a free roam mode. Mm. And me and Andrew are just chilling out, driving the roads together, hitting the signs.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Well, I mean, the last time I played multiplayer was fucking Fall of Cybertron. And I fucking kicked the asses of, like, some of the people. And it's just, like, I was one against two and I was still beating Cybertron. Them. Rollout. I saw, like, a fucking comic. It was, like... No, it was, like, a Pokemon one, and then, like, at the end, it's just, like, the sort of twist of it was also Transformers, because it's, like, Ditto, transform! It, like, transforms into a fucking mill tank, then, like, the trainer says, roll out! And then, like, it turns back into a Ditto after it knocks out the enemy Pokemon, and it's on fucking Optimus Prime's shoulder. It's, like, still got it!
You know what's embarrassing?
Huh.
I need a girlfriend, but not for sex. So she can come to the toy aisle with me at, like, Big W.
And so it looked like you're actually buying for a kid.
No, so it looks like I'm not, like, you know, a loser. I just want to look at the toys.
She would call you a loser anyways.
No, but, like, a nerd girlfriend. Or, like, not just even a girlfriend, just a girl to come with us to shop.
You just use us in that?
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going toy shopping with you.
I've been toy shopping with you, and it's really embarrassing because we're sitting there looking at Pokemon cards. That's what brought it up, because you're talking about Pokemon. And the other day, I went down there, and I was looking at the Pokemon cards and everything. And I was just like, I want to get this stuff, but I've already got video games in my hand.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to look like a super nerd. I know you don't, but...
Like, I probably do give a fuck because I have shaved my beard, and it does make me look more, like, respectable. No, I'm serious. I look more respectable with, like, the...
There's a dude at your work, Willie's there, and the other day, I was just looking at him. He looks like a fat Jason Mantzoukas. You know, the dude from The Dictator. It was so funny. I bet you know who I'm talking about, don't you? Man, I could have stopped laughing.
Talking about people that are at work... Like, I'm just asking, because Jack has said this. Jack has said how, like, Metallica were very subpar, like, this year's Soundwave.
What's that? A below average
subpar? A below average sort of thing. Like, because Lars was fucking up.
I don't know, I didn't go.
No, does Lars usually, like, fuck up with performing live? Does he, like, speed, like, Chris was saying, he was speeding up the drums too much.
Yeah, no, like, Metallica in general...
They are never that good?
No, they're really awesome, but they do change tempo a lot. Like, depending
Lars
on what...
Lars does fuck up with the speed a bit?
Not really fuck up. But sometimes they deliberately speed it up, if like, depending on what the crowd's like.
Hmm.
Like, I know if you listen to something like One or...
One would be a good example of, like, speeding up.
Fade to Black. They play the slow, but then when they get to the fast bits, they go way over the top in speed. Like, it speeds up so fast, it's ridiculous.
I think you'd uneven speed up, like, the slower parts, if anything.
Well, they're trying to, like, the slower bits, people are like, yeah. And then when, like, the heavy bit comes, it's like, oh, fuck.
Well, if they tried to play Injustice for All again, they'd probably have to speed up all of that. Exactly. That's 10 minutes long. You know, like, that opening is, like, a full 2 minutes.
I really like things that are super even. Like, they're so good on Reggie Watts' album. It's exactly 10 minutes. I'm like, I like that. I don't know why I like that.
He probably did it on purpose, 10 minutes. He was like, no. I wanted 10 minutes.
That's it. No more.
If I have to, like, do another ba-da-ba-da-ba-up, I will do it.
That's a good... I like that.
Anyways, I can't even remember that.
We'll take a break.
That's like a fucking thing we do every week.
But it's time to go to break. It's like half.
Oh yeah, fuck. 50 minutes.
It's not 50 minutes.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's 29 minutes.
How'd you get 50 minutes?
The seconds.
It's going up.
it's going up too fast. It's going up the seconds, man. Yeah, that would be classic Stoner issues. The numbers, man. It's like the numbers.
Is it Dan Cook joke? Where he's like in the cab, and he's like really drunk. And he's like, it's 13 past 14 already, man, or something. I don't know. He just says something really weird. It's like times that you could not possibly hit because he thinks the fair is the time.
Here's a good Dan Cook joke.
Yeah, I've heard that joke before.
Oh, thank you.
I've heard that before. I'm more on the Pete Holmes thing. I kind of like Dan Cook sometimes. I'll talk about that afterwards.
I am the true coward, hiding from sincere expressions like a vampire in the nude who hides from the light. Thank you, brave hero. I was freed from bottle jail, but my new prison is shame.
My new prison is shame!
Ashley Fires is a good one, and then...
Sure, you're recording?
Yeah, fuck it, I don't care.
It's all good.
Who else? There's one that I can't remember, but I've watched her a lot. Alyssa Diamond. Yeah. She's like fucking European.
You don't even have to be masturbating to watch porn. You just watch porn.
Oh, yeah. I watch it for sometimes just the ridiculous story. I've watched some of the parody ones, and I've just, like, kind of, tuned out during, like, the scenes, and I'll just, like, go back into when they've got all the little extra stuff.
Kevin Smith was saying on Smodcast. Yeah, I'm talking about another podcast again. He was saying apparently there's a Clerks porn now, but all the characters are chicks. Like there's like Jay and Bob, they're all girls now.
God.
And he's like, I wonder if anyone did the snowball thing.
Yeah, I was about to say, then how would you have been able to snowball?
Yeah. It's so, I didn't even know that was Scott Mosier, like the first time I watched that movie.
Who?
You know Scott Mosier from Smodcast? Like the guy...
Kevin's... I don't listen to Smod.
Oh, okay. Well, he's like the guy that he talks with on that. He plays the snowball guy. My love for you was like a drug prisoner. Apparently he wants to make...
There's going to be a third one.
That's what I was about to say.
Kevin Smith's going to stop.
He wants to crowdsource, which is a good idea. It won't be under the fucking rules of a big company if he does that.
Yeah, I guess that's actually a nice thing. Like,
well, see, he's having problems with publications and stuff. It'd be more like his first film then.
Yeah. Where, like, he had to pretty much sell, like, a shit ton of his fucking comic collection.
They're only going to do it if, one of the dudes says yes, because apparently one of the cast isn't sure if he wants to do it.
I don't know. I think that'd be a good thing to do, though. Yeah. Kevin Smith was never really a big guy, like, with the studios. His best movie, like, still arguably, is the one that he did first.
You know what's weird about making your own movie? There's, like, you're not allowed to say certain, like, a amount of words in one camera angle. You have to, like, change the angle if you want him to say, like, that word again.
Yeah.
Like, too many fucks in that scene. Isn't that ridiculous? It's okay if you change the camera angle, though.
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite things about Kevin Smith's movies is how George Lucas actually referenced it once. But he still fucked up because he said it was Jay and Silent Bob, but it wasn't actually Jay and Silent Bob conversing. It was the store clerks. Randall?
We're not even supposed to be here today.
That's not... And Dante. And Dante. Sorry, I had like a fucking...
Dante's Inferno.
Fucking, there'll be... one person listening to this and they'll be the only fucking Kevin Smith fan that would get shitty at that. But they're talking about the Death Star and how
all the contractors and stuff.
And then like George Lucas in the commentary for the second film is like talking about it. Like he actually says, well, it's actually just like minuscule little robots that were actually building all of these. So there wasn't actually any contractors like in that movie that Jay and Silent Bob were talking about. Like, He actually was saying, like, you know.
Yeah, like, take it, like, completely serious. Like, that's generally how nerds were.
Yeah, like, George Lucas actually, like, fucking referenced him.
That's
like,
the weird thing
Wow,
about,
he referenced Clerks.
That's actually the weird thing about nerds and comedians. There's like, this one bit that nerds and comedians have to get, like, in common, and that's taking something completely serious and understanding the reality of it. Like, oh, well, maybe there was contractors on there, you know? That's not something that jocks generally would think of, you know? They just watch a movie.
Well, somebody would be like, you realize it's just a movie. It's like, you realize that there actually is a universe inside this thing. You have to have, like, a certain level of understanding.
It's like, we'll sit, me and Andrew and Danielle sit in the car, and me and Andrew, I just converted Andrew to watch The Walking Dead. So we're talking about what would, like, you know, what would be the best things and all this, and, like, how people feel, and we're, like, really getting into it. And Danielle's just like, it's all just fake. And we're like, whatever. you say that now, but if it ever happens.
It's just that what if. Like, that's something that a lot of people need. It's that fucking understanding that there is... You can just, like, believe.
The ability to take your own stupid fucking brain out of this world for just 2 seconds and just think about something else.
I hate when people are like, you know, it's just a show. It's like, so what? You can always just imagine things.
Oh, man. I feel like I have to watch Breaking Bad now. I was walking through the Blu-ray section.
And you found, like, a large collection?
No. I did see a couple of DVDs. But I saw, like, season, like, was it 5 or season 4 Blu-ray. It's sitting there, and then they had season 1. Season 1's cover, he's standing there in his underwear, and he's, like, a goof. And it's like, so he starts off as this fucking goof, and now he's what he is now. Like, because I've seen some of the later episodes. I'm like, I feel like I have to see the transformation to actually get the show now.
Yeah, he's actually a pretty false transformation as well. Like, a lot of big changes did happen in season 1, but a lot of subtle fucking things do happen throughout the entire series. Yeah,
but I'm definitely gonna go online and order a bunch of Blu-rays for various shows. I'm gonna try and get the Game of Thrones Blu-rays.
Game of Thrones.
I do. Like, I said, I'm not really into fantasy stuff, but it only takes a little nudge for me to get into stuff.
Well,
like,
that isn't really about...
The Witcher's put me back into dragon mode.
Yeah, well, it's not really going to be, like, I'm not going to spoil this much, but it's all just set in this area of time. There is no real big fucking mythological creatures in there. Much.
Yeah.
You won't see much because they also don't have the budget for CG.
Yeah. But they have.
So when the little baby dragons show up, they won't be on the fucking screen that much.
Yeah, no.
It's all about the characters. Holy shit, a show about characters.
Yeah.
Also, pay attention to it really seriously because I didn't pay attention to watching the show, and when I started reading the books, I'm like, wait, why am I seeing the word Mormont on, like, Jon Snow's parts? And, like, halfway through the book, I'm like, oh, Jorah and the Old Bearer, father and son. Which you would just understand if you watched the show.
Yeah.
I just never fucking paid attention. I'm like,
Yeah, no, I like to watch shows a couple of times because there's so much you miss. Like, just watching The Walking Dead, I totally forgot how things happened.
Oh, yeah. Little things.
Like, have you seen?
There was a Hispanic guy in the show.
Have you seen how much Andrea has changed?
She's
like,
a
season
total cunt.
Season 3, she's like, she's all acting like she's the toughest, gotta go, and boom, boom. Start of season 2, a walker attacks her, and she freaks the fuck out, and she's like crying and shit on the ground.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
And then Shane teaches her to shoot, and then they fuck, then Shane dies, and she gets abandoned. Then she fucks the black chick while the zombies are watching.
I love the bit where she comes back in season 3 and she's talking to... Oh, spoiler, sorry. I'll put a warning at the start of the episode that we spoil stuff.
When she fucks the governor 5 times.
And she tries to kill him and he's leaving. No, she's talking to...
That was such
a
fucking retarded
Carol,
cut.
And she's like, what happened to Shane? And it's like, she goes, Rick killed him. And he's like, but Shane loved Rick. And then he's like, Shane loved Laurie.
Yeah.
I was like...
The full line was like...
Yeah.
Rick killed Shane after Shane tried to kill Rick. And it's like, but Shane loved Rick. Shane loved Laurie. It's like...
Yeah, that was real... I liked how she said that. It was like, kind of, what?
It's like... it's like, fucking get your act together. Didn't you notice, like, how they were before Rick came back?
Yeah, it just goes to show, like, even in a like a tight group like that, and they're spending a lot of time together, how much would you miss, like in real life? How much
like,
of the
when
dialogue?
She came back, I was like, holy fuck, there is so much shit she would have forgot. Yeah, like not like, even knowing.
Not yeah, like just even in the present.
To
you
see
think
like
about,
Herschel with one leg, to see a baby, no Laurie, no T-Dog. Who else was gone?
I love how they gave Merle that subtext of, context of like him actually being a reader religion. And, you know, he liked spending time in the library. I was like, that's cool.
I was like, huh, I get that Merle could be more than just a redneck. And why would he have to be just an illiterate redneck? I mean, he could be a smart, cunning fucking person.
Yeah, he's a redneck. He's total racist and stuff. But, like, he obviously had weird guilt because he didn't want to go back. He's like, I can't go back. I tried to kill that Chinese kid.
Yeah, tried to kill that... did he say Chinese and then, like...
Yeah,
and Daryl's like, he's Korean!
He's Korean. Whatever, man! I just can't go back!
But, Merle, whatever. You're my brother!
He actually said that again. Not that, but he said, he's like, when Daryl wants to go back to the priest, he's like, we should just go back. Every time he says back, I just
like, go back.
We gotta go back. And Rick's just like,
that's coming out as well. There's a Walking Dead game that you play as Daryl and Merle.
Yeah, I haven't even played that Walking Dead game. Not the other one, the series one. I know
it's coming to Xbox as well.
No, it's already out. Oh no, which one are you talking about? I'm talking about the series.
The Telltale one?
The one that has nothing to do with the main characters.
Yeah, it isn't on Xbox for us yet.
Isn't there an arcade for it? Well, it's on Steam.
If it's come to arcade, holy fuck.
It's on Steam, I'm pretty sure, because Andrew bought it.
Yeah, it's on Steam, but it could never get rating for Australia for some reason. Believe me.
Australia's fucking backwards.
That game's really... really something.
I'm actually amazed that it just shows Australia's a lot more like Europe than we thought, because a Witcher got passed with all the tits in it.
Yeah.
And we just can't get violence like Left 4 Dead in. Mm. You know, obviously we're exactly the same as like England or something. We can have the tits, we just can't have
Philippe and I have like this huge argument about like the fucking raids. Like he was just saying, you know, we shouldn't have the raids because they're just so retarded. I'm like, it has nothing to do with it. There's a certain level of each and every fucking game that you can have. And, like, he went on with this whole thing, and I was just getting more and more angry at him. And then he's just like, you know what they should do? They should have a QR code that actually has, like, a link to all this sort of stuff that each and every game has, so that people can make more decided decisions.
Decided like, decisions.
Correct. Informed decisions, yeah.
I'm like, even needing my mic right now. Chris, can you hear me?
No.
I'm really but like, away. I'm close.
Say
now.
You had like a QR code just above your PG or something.
I don't know what a QR code is.
Those things that you take a picture of.
Oh, little square things. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like it took you to like a link.
I never
like,
use those. I think they're backwards.
Because you should just have the information there.
No, I just don't see the point. Like I see them on like posters and stuff. I'm like, I'm not gonna get my phone out and take a picture. You know. See, I know that's it seems like a cool invention, but when we actually have to rely on information, we're just taking the phones out and taking a picture of it. It's such a retarded thing to do in public. It's embarrassing.
Hmm.
I never take my phone out deliberately in public, ever. Why would you?
I do it sometimes.
Like, I text when people text back, but I don't just walk around taking photos of shit. It's just weird.
I don't take pictures of shit, because that's kind of disgusting.
Check it out, dude. But even then, that's in a private booth. You know, I feel less... unless I do it in the trough, but...
Well, that's just disgusting.
Man. I don't know. Like, I don't really think... What do you, Nick... What were you saying about going on? Looking at ratings.
Yeah.
I don't think we need them. Like, I don't think we need to have information like links. I think you look at a poster... You can kind of tell if it's going to be violent or not. Or,
yeah,
you know,
but
sexy,
I mean, like,
or...
Let's use... Actually, no. These. So I'm holding his copy of Borderlands 2 and his copy of Mass Effect right now. Now, both have the same rating.
Yep.
And this one's obviously way more violent, yep. Way more like disgusting and everything.
Mass Effect part, like barely has any blood, and when there is blood, I mean, when there is killing, you're hardly ever killing humans. You're hardly ever killing humans. You're killing creatures that don't even exist.
Now, what Philippe was at one point was discussing is, these two games are so out of, they're so different. This one's way more violent, way more disgusting. Like, the stuff that you can hear, the stuff that you can read is way more graphic. This one has, barely any sort of showing of tits or anything.
Hmm.
And, you know,
you're still got an MA-15.
Well, the humans that you're killing aren't even really humans anymore. They can never be reverted back. But they have the same rating. That's where he was going. You know, it's fucking retarded. And, there's just a certain level of certain stuff that you have in a game that will define...
Well, the way I don't really see those ratings as saying, what in the game... What context the game... contents the game has. I see the ratings more as you shouldn't let your kid play this. This is probably a game that maybe a kid shouldn't play. That's all I see them for.
It's a 13-year-old kid, is what he was saying.
This is what the rating should be. They should be kids' game, teenagers' game, adults' game. Why can't they just do that?
Because they can't.
Why not?
Because that's three levels. You need more levels because there's certain things that certain things can get away with. Like, My Little Pony Season 1. I know this is going to be something that...
No, I'm listening. You have to justify your Little Pony's love.
Because of how it was, made in the first season, it actually didn't get the rating of G. It got the rating of I, which is apparently educational. Or it was... Yeah, I think he said I. Because each and every episode was actually a lesson in friendship. You know, why you should treat your friends this way and that sort of stuff. Second season didn't get the I rating because it wasn't all about friendship. Learning about stuff. It was about everything that they wanted to do. So, yeah. Ratings are just there because, certain things can get away with stuff.
Yeah, but I mean... I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I'm just saying, there's ratings for a certain reason, That show is rated I because it's actually something that anyone can watch because it's actually a lesson.
Yeah, no, but I feel like those little extra things are just genres. They're not actually... They shouldn't be part of the rating. The rating should just be whether or not you... I don't think the ratings are there for adults like us. I think there's sort of more there so parents who don't play games...
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And ...know what to get their kids.
And that's why...
As far as a gamer goes, I know what a game is.
Yeah, but that's what he was bitching about then, because he's going, there are so many games with different levels of stuff that have the same MA-15 plus rating. It's because that's the only rating that we had that was that high. Yeah. And he's but a 13-year-old could play these games and not be affected. It's like... Still, they're designed at this certain age that people should be able to take this. I mean...
There's just too many variables to take in. There's no way that you can put any rating that's going to stop anyone from playing the game.
By this age, 15, you're allowed to have a job in Australia. You're able at 14 and a half, I think.
Yeah.
To actually have a proper paying job, not just something where you help your family out on their family business. Sorry. You're able to buy your own games if you have the money.
Yeah.
Completely informed decisions if you want to buy stuff. Parents shouldn't be buying MA-15 games, not because the fucking ratings say so. It's just, don't buy your kids things that aren't fucking adult-related. Buy them something that's actually a kid's game. I don't care if a fucking 8-year-old can play Call of Duty and not be fucking desensitized. Make them play something that is actually within their sort of level of education. I wouldn't want my fucking kid watching Saving Private Ryan and going, oh, it's just this thing about war, who cares? It's a fucking thing about war.
I'd want to agree with you, but I grew up with all that stuff and I don't feel any different.
No, it's just, why couldn't you just buy your kid a kid's game?
I know when there's definitely a limit. I don't look at a rating and know from that rating that's a limit.
I watched The Matrix when I was fucking...
No, but I mean, eight. I've watched all those movies and played... I played Donkey Kong and stuff, but I also played Perfect Dark and GoldenEye. There's killing in that. I played all that stuff when I was a kid. But I know, as an adult, I know when there's a definite line. Like, when my brother's... kids in the room. He'll play Halo with us sometimes. But when I was listening to Jimmy Carr and he was getting into Rue's stuff, I was like, out of the room. You know, you should just know the line. If you want to buy an M15 game for your kid, sit in the room with him and make sure it's okay.
Well, at least play it, isn't it?
Play it first, you know? Like, play it through yourself first and just determine. Don't rely on a rating. I feel like...
Ratings are there for people that don't play games, though.
Yeah, no, but you can still sit in the room with your kid and watch them. But I know that doesn't always work because my primary school friend was playing Zelda, and there's a bit where he hit a zombie and it turned red when it hit him. Well, when he hit the zombie. It's just one of those ones that stands on the bridge not doing anything. When it completely changed red. Like, it didn't drop any blood, just complete turned red when he hit it. And his mum's like, nah, this game's too violent. If you're just one of those parents, you're just going to be one of those parents. There's no rain that's going to stop you. That was a G game.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like a G8?
Yeah, that's G game.
That's the thing. Maybe? There's just parents who don't want the kids playing video Nintendo's games.
Like, Perfect Dark wouldn't have even been M.
No, it wasn't. Like, it had blood. Like, blood splats.
Like, Doom, it's the same shit, but... When a game goes to M in that, and you're a younger kid, I don't like it when kids play that. Like, fucking, I don't even know why I was even allowed to play Grand Theft Auto when I was younger.
Yeah.
It's not like I did anything violent or I understood any of the fucking sexual comments. It's just like, I wouldn't understand any of it.
Yeah.
Why play a game when you don't understand any of the shit?
Yeah, well, I certainly didn't play many violent games. Like, I played a couple of violent games, but I understood. Like, it wasn't, like, ridiculous Grand Theft Auto. I didn't play Grand Theft Auto until I was in grade 6. And yeah, that's not because my parents didn't want me to. I just didn't.
But that's the thing. Like, I mean, why play a game when you don't understand it?
Yeah. It's like...
is where I'm also coming from. It's like, you shouldn't buy your kid a fucking game.
Like, it's like
Mass Effect. How would a kid understand Mass Effect?
There's plenty of movies... that I like started watching when I was a kid and just realized I didn't get anything that was happening. It was a boring movie, and then I watched it years later and I liked it. Same
it's
thing,
like The Matrix. I didn't understand.
Travis. Travis didn't play Mass Effect 1 until Mass Effect 3 was like already out. You know, like he was old enough. That was like what 5 years of span, is it?
Yeah.
Like,
well, that would have been last year. So
yeah, he was a kid when number one came out. He had no interest in it. Didn't like it. And then when he got older, he understood what was happening in the story. You know, I just don't understand these kids who just play games because it's cool. Like, if you're not interested in the story, why are you playing it?
Yeah.
It's just interactive storytelling to me. That's all a video game is.
Mm. And some games are shittier than others with that, like Heavy Rain.
Like,
did you hear what Quantic Dreams, like, pretty much said in their bit for the PlayStation 4?
Chris, what I look like. A person who watches news about some place called Quantum Dreams.
Okay. Oh, no, it's Quantic, isn't it? Quantic Dreams. The guys that made Heavy Rain. They pretty much said, you know, that their games haven't been that good because the graphics haven't been that good for them. Let that sink in for a bit. They only care about their graphics. Damn graphics.
Hmm.
So, like, with the PS4, we're finally able to make a good game with a great story. It's like, no, you're just going to make the same fucking shit that you made with Heavy Rain.
But I do feel like graphics sometimes limit story. Not all the time, but, I mean, a side-scrolling Mario is never going to have the intense story that, like, something like Witcher might have. Because it's just, it's not going to capture you into that world of, like, holy fuck, sort of thing, you know?
One of the greatest twists far as... have always been that Samus was a girl, and that didn't have any real story to it. I mean, at the same time, he's saying that story is completely limited in this game, like fucking Heavy Rain.
No, I get it. Like, there is a point where if you're making a 3D game and the graphics, I wouldn't say...
His is a heavily mo-capped game, doesn't gain anything from it.
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't say that Heavy Rain looked bad, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. It wasn't graphically inferior or anything.
It's just mo-capped. That's the thing. Like, it didn't even gain anything. It's not like Alien Noir, where it actually gained something from a mo-capped face. I knew as soon as that I said, Alien Noir, you're going to just start making these faces. And no, I had no, to, no, like, no. go lie down fucking truth.
No, that's right.
You accusing me of something, mister?
You accused me of something, mister?
And that, I was love his face. That was my favorite after that line. Because it's just like, yeah, I did jumping.
I remember I said that line to you so many times after that. Like, that that was just such a weird... You accusing me of something, mister? And then where's... Sorry, I'm moving away from the mic because my fucking... Look what happened.
Your ring fell?
No, the ring like is loose and it didn't snap the top of the cam properly.
I hate it when there's a loose ring.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It like squeaked and like hurt my ears real bad.
You're using a drill piece, aren't you? No. Screwdriver.
I just hope that hasn't been up my ass or anything. Yep.
Well, there's a chance.
It has. Mm. So, what have we covered? Walking Dead, ratings, a lot of gaming. Actually, this is a very gaming orientated.
Not really.
Podcast.
I mean, we talked about things.
That's a lot more than usual. Sometimes we spent like an entire episode just talking about TV. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really like the PS4 either. Mm. I'd like to point this out.
I was exactly with Gavin. He said a couple of podcasts ago, I would play a PlayStation 4 if they changed the controller, and they didn't.
They did. They changed the controller.
No, but it's the same shape, though. It's the same fucking even-ass dildo fucking... It's... Okay. You know?
But most people would be like, come on, it's a good controller!
It's not. I get finger cramps. Well, not finger cramps. Thumb cramps from playing the PlayStation.
That's because you're playing it wrong. You're not supposed to have your thumbs over the top of it like a shitty fucking Xbox 360 controller.
No,
you're
my
supposed
thumbs
to have
and
it
the thumb
to the sides.
Thumbsticks.
Yeah. You're supposed to have them to the sides.
It's just inferior controller. I mean...
Dude, it's preference-based. I hate it when people go into this argument.
I would like to say it's preference-based, but I don't believe it is.
It's preference-based. You can learn to play a controller. It's like a guitar. You can learn to play a guitar.
I had a PlayStation 1 for years. I never got used to that controller.
You got used to the N64, and that's the most biggest fucking abomination.
I got the N64 controller after my PlayStation.
That's the biggest abomination.
I still couldn't get it.
Nature.
Yeah, I look back on it now and I realize it's kind of hard to play with. Not if you're using the only if you have to use the D-pad though.
Yeah, if a game has the D-pad, which I don't know why.
And why do you think I got so into Xbox?
What?
Why do you think I got so into Xbox? I went straight from the Nintendo controller to the Xbox. I was like, holy fuck. How comfortable is this?
Yeah, actually, it's just an skewed sort of the Xbox control.
I mean,
sort of.
It was the Duke controller. It was big, but at the same time,
fuck the Duke.
I
still want like a fucking Xbox 360 controller that's just a modded Duke. I don't care what anybody says.
I liked the Duke. It was just way
too
big.
No, like Andrew was the one saying, you know, you really don't want that because it's actually
pulling
really
my weights apart for.
Oh, I just wanted to lay them on top of each other. Like sex.
Yeah, no, I don't see why I'd want to have a D-pad on top and the joysticks together.
Why not have a Wii U one where the joysticks are on top and everything else is underneath?
What are you talking about?
It's just like the Wii U professional one is a flipped over PlayStation controller. The sticks are on top of everything else.
It's
fucking retarded.
Like...
You know how the pad is?
No, I never really took notice.
The Wii U pad. How the face buttons are underneath that analog stick on the right side.
I never looked at the right side.
Nigga, you're just infuriating me now.
Like I said, I've only played the Wii U.
You're playing around with me.
I've only played the Wii U when you've been here. And I hardly ever use the pad. I'm usually using the remote. And when the time that...
You don't really have that many pads?
And every time I use the pad, I was using... the stylus with it, so my right hand was occupied by the stylus.
I'd be yawning a little bit, but that's because I don't sleep much.
It's like, just even like PC, people that use PC, I guarantee they're gonna get some like carpal tunnel or some shit.
Well, Gabe Newell even fucking said, you
just
know,
having
they need
fingers
to
like this
change,
is just
like,
not...
they need to do something with the fucking PC, like. They've had the same sort of controller setup, and it's not good. Like, just because you got a keyboard doesn't mean it's the be-all to end-all. I mean, you could not play a fucking racing game with it. It's all digital.
Yeah, well...
You just need...
That's why I'm getting into The Witcher so much, because... like, I actually had Witcher on PC, and it's just weird. Like, they'd have things like you have to switch your mode of attacking. When in this, you just press a different button, and it's different. You don't have to switch modes. They just map it out perfectly.
Yeah.
Or even Fable 1 on the Xbox controller, you would hold, like, L or whatever, and it'd bring up all your different spells.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the PC version, it didn't work like that.
Yeah, they always have, like, a bunch of button presses. Because they want to take advantage of all the buttons on the keyboard. But
probably the only thing they liked about the PC version of anything was Dragon Age's click somewhere and your character ran there.
Mm.
Like, point click.
I think the best thing about Dragon Age on the PC was that it was moddable.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, also, that's why... I'm getting Dishonored as we're speaking.
Hmm?
I forgot to mention this before, like, we started.
But also, I like Minecraft PC.
Because of the mods.
Not just the mods. Like, I do like the lighting. I do like the lighting mods and everything. Graphics. But it's, like, there's just... Like you were saying before, it's just a preference. I don't think it is just a preference, but some things just don't work in certain mediums. Jeez, fart.
No, that's your chair.
Yeah, you're messing with the mics again.
Still have enough beard to do it.
I don't remember cutting that out of the last podcast, and I know you did it, so I really hope I did. No. Like, Minecraft, PC, it just... Like, playing the Xbox version, it just fucks me. I never know if I'm going to put down a block or break it.
That's because there's too many buttons to just put down on there.
And that could just be because they didn't map it well. Like, I know Witches, they really worked on the controller configuration like anything. Like, it's... They didn't just map it in like they could. Because I tried doing that. I had Xpad, and I tried to map it on a controller for the PC, and you just couldn't.
No, that's because, like, crafting's a pain in the ass.
I thought you weren't going to get Dishonored. I thought you hated the concept of it, or the game.
I do.
Where are you getting it, then?
Because it's on the fucking the on-demand sale.
You buy everything on sale, don't you?
I'll never buy
this game on principle. I'll never buy it. It's on sale. I'll buy it.
No, I thought it was a really fucking shit game with its ending. Because on...
Yeah. Don't tell me the ending.
It's bad.
I mean, I kind of already know it because I was watching Andrew play it, but I still don't want to hear it.
You have to play Non-Lethal is all to get the good ending.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
And it's bullshit. Because it's like, this entire story is about a guy being fucked over royally, and he should be allowed to royally fuck over people.
Yeah, you know, that's what I like about The Witcher. You don't feel bad if you do something bad or good. Like, you're just a guy.
Yeah, it's... This morale system is just so fucking painful.
One game has a morale system. Now they all have to have it. Things that don't need morale. What the fuck did Fallout 3 need morale for? Moral choices. It didn't need anything.
Moral choices were a part of Fallout before 3.
Yeah, no, but like it didn't make any sense. You're just like, why'd you blow up the house? Just cause. You didn't really get any bonuses.
Why'd you blow up Megaton? Because I wanted the pretty colors.
Like, there wasn't really any bonuses to being something. You know, like, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. If you were evil, you wouldn't get such a drain on certain powers.
Mm.
You know, like, if you used lightning as an evil dude, it wouldn't fuck up your force powers so much. If you were good, it would.
Mm.
If you were good, it would. Yeah. Give me a beat. Little Chris, give me a beat. No. Okay. What the hell's that? Boom, 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 boom. Gotta get, boom, boom, boom.
Or it was like boom, 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 boom.
No. Okay.
No. I don't know. I want to play it a little bit, but at the same time, I know I'll never fucking play it because I got a lot of other games. Like, I fucking bought. What did I buy yesterday? Final Fantasy 13 2. And I'm just there playing, and I'm like, I don't know why it is, but I'm actually liking this game.
Yeah, no. I really do just want to do... You know what I'd really like to do?
Play a game and actually like it?
No. Go into a room where time doesn't move at all, and just sit down with, like, all the games that I've missed and just fucking play them all, and just come out and just be like, yep, I can fucking settle with some new stuff that's coming out. because it's just too much. Like, I want to play a new game. I'm like, I know I haven't played this game yet. And that's why I tried to wrap up. Well,
Bioshock's coming out later this month.
Yeah.
At the end. Which will be great, because, you know.
Maybe.
It'll be great.
You know what Bioshock Infinite reminds me of? When I hear the name, I think it's going to be like that Bulletstorm level where you're, like, you're sort of floating like up higher and like you like knock people down. That's what I think it's going to be. But I know it's not.
Man, Bulletstorm. I can't wait for that game to get its sequel. Said no one.
No, it seemed like it would need... It seemed like they were wanting to do one, but it's like, it didn't really need one. You just kind of fucked up the story. You should just let him kill that guy.
No, they want to do a sequel. It's just that...
I don't think they should.
They don't have the... Like, EA probably will never fucking fund it.
Yeah, I'm gonna piss again.
Well, we can wrap it up now.
You want to wrap up the whole thing? Just have two parts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, well, we talked about pretty much everything. But I want to, like I said earlier, I'm just going to go on my laptop and I'm going to buy a bunch of Blu-ray series. And then some point in the future, we'll try and have a marathon of any, like, some show.
Cool.
And then maybe the week after, another one. Like, just providing no one's busy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the best way to get into something. Just watch from the start.
Next Saturday, I won't be here as well.
That's fine.
I'm going to be at Brisbane at the Offspring concert. Then I don't know if I'm going to be back the Saturday after. Nah, I probably will try to be. Like,
well, that's okay. I might be able to con Andrew into doing a podcast with me.
Yeah, you should do that. I mean,
because I actually wanted to get him in and we're going to do a video of Witcher or Forza Horizon together.
Yeah. Because
you never fucking want to.
Well, next week I want to just catch up with people. I might not come back for the Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Like, the Saturday following, I might just be coming home on Monday.
Yeah, rang me a couple of weeks ago and he's like, yeah, we should get to, like, drinking sometime because I've stopped smoking pot.
Yeah, that was, like, for 2 days.
Well, I just added him.
What?
I just added that he smokes pot. I'll just bleep the name.
Yeah, well, like, seriously, that would have been like, I stopped, and then the next day, yeah, I'm back on.
It's really awkward because, like, if he, like, he was just like, yeah, well, I'm drinking a bit more now, we should drink. I'm like, I didn't want to say anything, but I've kind of stopped drinking now. Because, you know, I don't want to be fat. And, like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, alcohol makes you fat. So does bread.
Hmm.
Bread makes you fat. And what else makes you fat? Food, in general. You should just throw up every time you eat food.
Yeah, sure. Just do that. Everyone out there, throw up when you eat. It's really healthy for you.
It doesn't degrade your teeth at all or anything.
Yeah. You know, I'm, I got nothing else to say. I think we're done.
I think we're good. I mean, it was still comfortable enough. I mean, I had to sit up straight because your fucking chair...
It's broken, yeah. I think I might buy... Hopefully I'll buy a new one.
Why didn't you when you were up in Toowoomba?
Hey?
Why didn't you when you were up in
Toowoomba? Didn't have much time. We had to try and get back before, like, 3.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You have a retarded unit tattoo.
Yeah, you talk about that. Unit? What do you call a unit?
It's unit.
Unix?
Unit.
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 Yeah.
It's that retarded symbol.
You mean...
Unit.
You call it a unit? Really?
Yeah, unit.
Huh.
What is it?
What's the name I usually call it?
Doesn't look like a pentagram.
It's supposed to be. It's slightly altered, that's all.
No, because pentagrams...
It was. What happened was the lines got fucked up because the dude that was doing it was stoned. And then he had to add in those little triangles because of it. But originally, it was like the way I drew it on.
Like, you actually had the proper lines still feeding through each other.
Yeah. It was going to be that, but then the dude fucked it up.
You know what you should try and do with that?
Cover it up.
Yeah, cover it up with anthrax.
Anthrax. No, I was actually thinking about just blacking it out and then having someone, like, hold something like it's an orb. Like, just turn it into an orb and have, like, a hero from a video game holding it. or something like that. Or maybe even just a giant and put like, and like be like, you know, on the...
No, I think you should just do an anthrax.
You can't, it's already too fucked. You can't put an A in there.
Yeah, true. I don't know, completely like solid color though, that'd be fucking painful. I don't know. You could always just get Thalia to have a look at it.
No, I don't want... No.
She's like a fucking tattoo artist now, isn't
yeah,
she?
But still. I don't like people I know touching like touching stuff I've got on
there. No, just like draw you a design.
No.
You don't like her.
No, I don't. I just...
Yeah, we should end
I this. Don't like getting friends doing stuff for me. That's all.
Then what was that whole thing about fucking you in the butt after we finished?
Yeah, we should probably stop. I just told her not to talk about this on air. Anyway.
Well, I'm going to get a beating, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I know what I mean. Yeah. Punching your bones, I can push on your bones. If you're an evil witch, I will punch you for fun.